a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 5:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A crash that killed 24-year-old Adrian Hernandez Rodriguez in his front yard has been described by neighbors as carnage. Police say the car was stolen and being driven by a 15-year-old. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell.
Second, polygamist leader Samuel Bateman is facing new child abuse charges. He reportedly took wives as young as age 9. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Delay southbound Redwood Road going from Bluffdale all the way to Saratoga Springs. And then for Summit and Wasatch County drivers, Highway 40 delays southbound. They will start a few miles after SR 248 and continue down past Jordanelle to River Road. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Scattered thunderstorms today. They'll be back for the weekend. I'm Kevin Eubank.
69 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
Negotiators have made progress toward a bipartisan budget agreement, says President Biden.
With regard to the debt limit, things are looking good, very optimistic.
This after a new calculation by the Treasury Department says Uncle Sam will hit a borrowing limit later than expected, June 5th. Calling on his supporters to show support tomorrow during a rare Saturday session of the Texas State House, which could vote to impeach him and send him to a trial in the state Senate. State Attorney General Ken Paxton.
This vote is expected to take place Saturday at 1 p.m., and I want to invite my fellow citizens and friends to peacefully come let their voices be heard.
Paxton's a Republican, and so is a majority of the State House. Allegations include bribery and obstruction of justice. Tomorrow is an official day of mourning in the Ukrainian city Dnipro after a deadly Russian missile strike on a hospital and vet clinic. Two Army veterans who stormed the U.S. Capitol with fellow members of the Oath Keepers have been sentenced to prison. Chuck Sievertson, ABC.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
News.
And now the KSL In-Depth. Kevin Eubank is here to talk about the weekend weather at vacation locations. And Kevin, you have like an awesome responsibility when we get to these long holiday weekends. We're starting summer. Your words matter. Do you tremble at the authority you can project at moments like this?
No, because we don't have anything to do with what's coming. We've got an idea of what to tell you how to plan for, but we don't control it. The awe power would come if there was controlling. But the bottom line is, thunderstorms are out there today. They'll be back across central and northern Utah on Saturday and Sunday. The good news is, Memorial Day things calmed down pretty much statewide with the exception of a few thunderstorms still hanging on over the northern mountains and into the Uintas. So, Jeff, temperatures 70s and 80s for highs. Normal this time of year is 77, so spot on for that. Overnight lows in the 50s. The only problem is limited access this year. You just can't get to the same spots we've been able to get to in years past because of the incredible amounts of snow in our mountains and the wet conditions in the higher terrain.
Okay, so let's dial it back to just if you're staying in the backyard. If you want to play pickleball this weekend or just flip burgers outside on the patio, when's the time you shouldn't do that because it's most likely to rain? And when's the best time?
Well, you're going to see pop-up storms like we've seen the last couple of days on both Saturday and Sunday. So, again, during the morning hours, midday, pretty good. Afternoon, it gets a little dicey, but it's hit and miss. Not everyone has been getting these storms. So, if one of those showers pass over you, the good news is they're super fast. They last 10, 15 minutes. They're gone. You go back out, wipe down the patio furniture, sit yourself back down in the chair, and just relax. So, nothing that's going to ruin your plans. But you need to be vigilant as to those storms popping up Saturday and Sunday afternoon.
Okay. And as you travel around to the various places people vacation, to the north, to the east, to the south, any particular places to watch out for? Oh, far more likely it's going to rain. Oh, it's going to be cold.
No, weather-wise, I think southern Utah is beautiful. It's going to be great down towards Moab and Lake Powell, St. George. But truth be told, the bigger concern for us meteorologically this weekend is the raging waterways. And there's always, it's just an increase of people getting out, hiking, just doing anything to enjoy Memorial Day. Please, please keep your distance, keep your animals, keep your kids, everyone away from those waterways. We don't want to end the holiday weekend on a tragedy because of someone in the water. So again, storms falling from the rain, falling from the sky, whew, that's pretty piddly. But the other stuff, that's some serious stuff.
Absolutely. So all in all, we're talking about a decent holiday weekend. I'm sorry that I pepper you with all these questions, but you have no idea how many times this phrase is said in my house. Well, Kevin Eubank said,
yeah.
As we plan the weekends, and so I appreciate you popping in here.
It's not said in my house, if it helps you out, Jeff.
It's that way.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.